This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so I saw on the score yesterday, they went through every single team in the AFC, and they were ranking the top three priorities for each team this offseason. They went through 16 AFC teams. I think the NFC's coming up next in their series. But I thought we could steal this and do it for the Commanders here. So you and I, we could go 1, 2, and 3. Let's rank these. These are the Commanders' biggest priorities this offseason as they get ready to embark on a new offseason. So you go first with number 3.
Offensive line is maybe too broad. I'll say tackle as a vehicle to upgrade the offensive line. Now, I don't know if that's a swap out Andrew Wiley for a new right tackle. I don't know if that's you help one of the guard spots by kicking Coleman inside to get a new left tackle. I mean, to me, a new tackle solves a couple of those things as you start to kind of have the dominoes fall. But to me, that offensive line needs to be better. I don't want just okay. I want really, really good. And I think they could do that with a tweak or two.
My number 3 priority for the Commanders this offseason is to add a special, speedy weapon. I don't care what position that player plays. Ideally, running back or wide receiver, more so than tight end, because I think they've got a convoluted depth chart there anyway. But I'm every bit as okay, equal opportunity with it being an RB as a wide receiver. And I think I'm in the minority on that. But I just want speed. I want home run hitting ability. I want to add a power bat to this lineup, so to speak. I need someone who can hit the ball over the fence. If that's a wide receiver opposite McLaurin, great. If that's a running back who can, when he gets through the first line of defense, make somebody miss and go for 65 yards and a touchdown for the first time since I was 6, then let's do that. But I need a speedy, elite weapon added to this offense as my number 3 priority.
I realize I messed up. I went number 1 first, so I'm going in reverse order. I screwed this up. I didn't listen very well. That's on me. Offensive line's my number 1. My number 2...
So we're going to go...
Yeah, I'm doing 1, 2, 3. You do 3, 2, 1. Again, I messed this one up. If there's anyone to blame, it's going to be me. I screwed up. I'm sorry.
We're like a play.
Yeah.
Where the dress rehearsal doesn't matter.
Yep.
All of the...
I know.
Like, we prep for these things,
I know,
man.
I know.
There's, like, meetings, and
listen,
there's conversations before shows.
I know.
There's emails that get sent.
As soon as I went out with all, I'm like, uh-oh, that's my number 1, and then you said number 3. And listen, there's a newborn at home. I'm just telling you, I'm not sleeping that great.
All right,
I'm a little foggy in the brain. That's my number 1, was offensive line, specifically tackle.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Number 2, wide receiver. I do care if it's a wide receiver running back. I need a wideout, not to be Carolina, not to be Cleveland, to compete with Philadelphia. I need a difference maker. I need a guy that can exploit man coverage. I need a guy that strikes fear in the heart of defenses. I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know if it's a third down war daddy, a T. Higgins type. I don't know if it's speed. I need something to take the valve, the pressure valve off of Terry McLaurin. I need somebody that is a threat. Doesn't mean you have to catch 100 balls. It does mean that defenses have to account for that player. I think that will make things easier, and that has to happen. The schedule gets tougher. The travel gets tougher. Everything gets tougher in year two as everybody's kind of honing in on you. I think they need a weapon to compete with the best teams.
So my number two biggest priority is the O-line. So we both have that on our list. I'm just putting fortify the offensive line there for me. You said you don't necessarily know how they do it, or is it that spot or this spot? And to that I say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's
no
what,
wrong answer for me. Yeah.
Here's what you have locked in my opinion. Right now, this moment, Tyler Biadasz at center. Because I would say Sam Cosmi at right guard, except he's coming off of a really serious knee injury and
late
may not be
in the season, yeah.
ready for week one. So if he's not ready for week one, then you could probably sign a starting right guard that you could eventually kick to left guard, and then Cosmi comes back 6-7 weeks into the season, and that's fine too. But at right tackle, you could absolutely add a new starter and cut Andrew Wiley. At right guard, you may not have Cosmi right away, so you could have a starter there early in the year that can play left guard or ultimately maybe slide out to tackle. At left guard, I like Nick Allegretti a lot. He'll be in the organization. I think he serves a nice purpose as a former Super Bowl winner with the Chiefs and one of the key cogs in the brotherhood. But Nick Allegretti at left guard does not need to be a starter. In fact, I'm not sure that he should start this coming year. You could probably do better there. And then left tackle, where I would put Brandon Coleman in pencil, maybe even pen. I'm not using Sharpie yet. If the right guy pops up and you want to play a left tackle that you just signed in free agency or acquired via trade, and now that means Coleman goes to the right side or plays guard, I'm okay with that too.
Yep.
I want to add at least two new starters to that offensive line. And if it's three, great.
Yeah, Coleman for me, I didn't mean to cut you off. Coleman for me is part of my solution. He's not an issue. He's not someone I want to replace.
He will be one of the five starters.
Exactly. I could keep him at left tackle. I could move him to left guard. I could move him to right tackle, potentially. I mean, they have to do that evaluation.
Yeah, and just so people know, because they're like, well, you guys are just acting like he can play any position. He played more guard than tackle in college.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of teams thought when he got drafted, he was more of a guard. Now, Washington, to their credit, thought he could play tackle. And he was admirably decent at left tackle as a third-round pick, kind of getting thrown into the deep end. So there's a lot of reason to believe, fast forward a year or two, he could be a franchise left tackle. I mean, he showed enough that makes you think if yep. he grows. There's also some question there as to, like, what is the ceiling, and maybe you move him elsewhere.
Precisely. So, he is one of my starters, where I think is up to them. If a right tackle shakes out, then you don't have to worry about it. If a left tackle shakes out, hey, we've already got someone. But he's not a... I have to put him at left tackle in Sharpie because I've got Trent Williams or something like that. So I think we're eye-to-eye there. My number three priority is a defensive end. I want a really solid to plus defensive end. A Hendrickson, a Garrett, a world eater would be incredible, but a massive upgrade there. With all due respect to the Cleveland Farrells, the Dorrance Armstrongs, nothing wrong with those guys, but I need more right. We're now past the, ain't nothing wrong with that, to I need a dude. So I'm on dude patrol to find me one of those guys that can really get after the quarterback, that can set the edge, that can free up things on running downs for the linebackers and guys kind of walking down to the box, and can also wreak some havoc.
So what's funny about us doing the exercise in reverse order of one another is that we actually have our lists in reverse order.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I think the number one priority for them is that defender that you just mentioned as your number three. A defender who can be Dan Quinn's chess piece, like a pass rushing presence edge who is a...
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey! Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Game-defining player. I need someone on that defense that scares an offensive coordinator. I think Frankie Louvu's excellent at the second level at linebacker. Nice to have that. They don't really have that player in their secondary. I think they got a couple of decent players. Quan Martin's coming into his own. Very good. If they bring Jeremy Chinn back, I'm excited about that. They need Marshon Lattimore to make a leap, but at times in his career, he's been outstanding at corner. Mikey Sandra still in the nickel, could eventually be a really, really good player. Had a solid to plus rookie season. But on the first level of defense, when we're talking pass rushing and who you've got to account for and lining up and pointing out where's 95, where's 97, whatever the guy's going to wear, they don't have that defender. They need someone, with all apologies to my guy Dante Fowler, who had 10.5 sacks, which is a good number this past year, who could go get you 12 to 15 sacks and also wreak havoc. Like, not just get some sacks, but be great in the running game, set the edge, TFLs, pressures. That's not Dante Fowler. Fowler scooped up sacks, which was a cool thing. That was good. It was a great signing for a few million bucks.
Yep.
It was a huge win. They need an A-plus where Fowler's like a B-minus in that role. And I would pay a lot of money or picks for it.
Yeah, that's a premium spot. I mean, again, this is my distinction that I'm offering now. It's not very scientific, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with Dante Fowler. I'm very pro. That was awesome. What a great signing. Again, he wasn't even really a frontline guy for them. They gave him less money than Tress Way, and he had 10.5 sacks. They prioritized other guys even over him. It was one of those, he knows Dan Quinn and maybe he could fit in the system. He had an unbelievable season and that was awesome. He's now going to need a monster pay raise. I'm not sure if I want to give that, right? Again, nothing wrong with Dante Fowler. But this is one of those premium spots where you not only have to do better, you have to do really, really, really well. And this is a big vacancy. It's funny to think that that's all they had a handful of years ago was 4 first-round picks on that defensive line. That's how quickly the league changes, man.
I also think we have a tendency here, we lionize John Allen a little bit. We lionized Daron Payne some. One or both of those guys can come back, and that's fine. They didn't get the type of production I'm talking about out of either of those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those are good football players. I'm talking about a great player.
Right.
Myles Garrett's name coming up has opened my eyes to this. It's almost like you see this in movies sometimes where, like, the single person goes on a date and they get, like, reinvigorated to fall in love again or something. Or you know, someone is a widow or whatever, and they go years and years, and their friends are trying to get them back out there, and they finally, like, meet some guy, and now all of a sudden they're just, like, 25 years old again. The rumors to Myles Garrett make me want a defensive end who can go get 15 sacks more than I've ever wanted one before, because it feels like you're closer to that than you've been in a long time.
Did you remember the report a couple years ago when Chris Sale might have been up for, bad pun, but Sale? And we're sort of like, I don't need Chris Sale. And then the idea that they might get Chris Sale, it's all I could think about. I never stopped thinking about that. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if he came in? Now that this Myles Garrett thing has been dangling in front of me, I'm 100% with you. Like, you know what we really need more than anything is that world-leading defensive end.
And you keep seeing everyone ranking them the most best destination, the most likely team to do it, the team that should do it. And you're going, yeah, they're right.
Yeah.
We should do that. All right, so we have the same three categories, by the way. A edge defender, number one for me, number three for Danny. Fortifying the offensive line, I think, is number two for me.
One for me.
And then a speedy weapon, I've got third, you've got second.
Wide receiver for me is number two.
Yeah. So, all right, let's go around the horn here before we open up the phones. 800-636-1067. Toby, we'll start with you. Your biggest priority for the Commanders this offseason.
Yeah, I would agree with you guys. I don't necessarily it needs to be an edge rusher, but some sort of pass rushing threat. You saw the impact of the Super Bowl. So someone on that D-line that's going to make a big impact, even if it's from the interior, through the draft, whatever. Someone that's going to make a big impact there. I want to see improvement on the offensive line. And I'm going to go with running back. I want to see an explosive threat because I think you saw that you can kind of get by with Jaden with subpar secondary options. I do want to improve there, but I think you can get by with secondary options that aren't maybe as good as some of the top guys, but I need someone that's a home run threat to open up that run game.
Is that your order, 1, 2, and 3 in that order?
Yes.
All right, Toby and I have the same exact order. Ryan, your biggest priority this offseason?
My top three priorities are anything on the defensive line. I think that in today's game, with all the great quarterbacks, pressure is so important. And we saw what the Eagles did in the Super Bowl, just suffocating Patrick Mahomes all four quarters long. So I think defensive line, anywhere on that position front, you can probably improve, because at this point, you're not looking all too great. I'm also looking at wide receiver. Help Jaden Daniels as much as you can. Get someone like a T. Higgins in the building. Trade for a Cooper Kupp, or do whatever you can to get anyone else in this building. And number three, I'm going to zag a little bit. You need a kicker. Kicker is a huge issue for the Commanders at this point in time.
Going kicker on
like,
us.
We need a kicker. I'm tired of this carousel that we've had the last few seasons. Get someone in here that can hit at a 90% clip, and I'll be happy.
Brandon McManus could be available. So he's the only one so far to leave O-line off of his list. Mm. Darius, number one priority for the Commanders.
Number one priority is also going to be defensive line for me. I need a pass rusher that's going to make life hell for opposing quarterbacks. As we saw in the Super Bowl, how the Eagles dominated Patrick Mahomes, I want to see our team be able to do that as well. So pass rusher is number one for me. Number two for me is explosive offensive weapon. I'm going to lean more so running back than wide receiver. Just because
I get Sice for the running back love in this studio right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I just think
Danny's so Rick.
It's fine. I just think we saw this year that the lack of explosiveness from the running back position.
Totally.
When you have an explosive quarterback, I just think it would have been a match made in heaven if he had somebody that matches his speed or his explosiveness out of the backfield.
Look what Saquon did for Hurts.
Absolutely.
And look at what Henry did for Jackson.
Unbelievable.
And vice versa, by the way.
Yeah.
Like just a couple 2,000 yard backs. You go O-line in there third?
No. Third, I'm gonna go with a playmaking defensive back. Whether that's at the cornerback position or safety position, I need somebody who's going to get turnovers. It's something that this team has lacked for years and years. We don't have anybody that gets multiple interceptions or more than two or three interceptions in a season. We need somebody who's going to up that number for us.
So I wanted really badly to put corner and DB on the list. It's also receiving votes for me. But O-line, weapon, and obviously my number one edge defender, we're just above it.
Sure.
We're all kind of feeding out of a similar vein.
Yeah, you look at the roster, you see the same thing. It's just weird that Darius and Ryan both want Daniels to get hurt or something. It seems like they don't care about the quarterback at all.
That's tough.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.